Call to Learn Programming, or A Quick Look at E-commerce Platforms. I uploaded 6 more products to my experimental store, this time cutting out most of the image editing by using a template. A template image shows the AI where white space needs to be. In addition, I included a detailed picture frame and a seed character. The seed character was just a failed piece of art, a chibi that needed some work. I used the same prompt that created this chibi and got back a series of beautifully framed little chibis. I removed the background behind the painting frame entirely. It is just transparent space now. Each of the works is named after a girl's name and comes with a neat AI-generated poem about spring that includes that name. Now, the product previews look kind of odd because the whiteness of the poster is showing around the frame, around the poster edges. But on a white wall, it will look fantastic. So as long as the wall is white, the picture frame will look semi-realistic. It seems like a clunky idea, but the ornate frames add so much to these works that the unframed works that I have right now kind of look really bad. The AI is generating 1024 by 1024 sized images, and often already blurry, so I fixed them at the rate of 1 per 45 minutes or so. They look very pretty. I came across an article where the store I am experimenting with asked me to buy my own art so that I can see the samples and what it looks like once printed. Nice try. Part of getting the store ready to be seen by others is sharing my products on social media. This advertises their entire platform, of course, and places ads for other products next to mine. Every seller is asked to bring in some advertising. This does seem like a good idea. Certainly, it is an interesting dynamic. But I would worry that if you have too many users advertising your platform, then many of the platforms out there would consider you basically a source of spam. Something to think about. My store also has a ranking. I started with -1 and got to 2 today by having 10 products and going through the advertising steps. Rank level 4 probably includes 10 collections of products. To be proper, this means having 30 products in groups of 3. 3 cat phone cases, 3 chibis, 3 superheroes. The groups are meant to create product groups, though. So it would be chibi paper plates, chibi napkins, and maybe chibi invitations. And I think the completion of all the little to-do items to set up a store will put a person at rank level 4. And that seems to mean that you will show up on the sidebar when people are looking at related art. Manual art creation, without really understanding where one is headed, would be really hard. It would take months to create 30 or 40 works, and that's just for one store. And what you get in return is popping up in a sidebar from time to time. After months of work, reading that you have to bring in your own advertising by means of social media could quickly become soul-crushing. Selling AI-generated art requires putting AI products into many stores, from many different companies, and following many different rules. Without AI, this would be pretty much impossible for one person. It would just take too long. With the help of AI, both for images and product descriptions, the process is almost fun and somewhat captivating. But the way to do it right, the way to really do it right, is to build your own platform. Borrow the best ideas and fix all the problems that you see. The biggest problem is that pretty products like mine are invisible. I will have to buy ads and buy traffic for the store that does not care to advertise me. Not exactly what I expected. The homepage of an improved platform would just scroll all the products from left to right. Which brings me to the final 2 points. One, a competent print shop that does apparel, canvas, maybe cups, will have an API that you can access programmatically. It is an interface to which you send a text data object describing what the customer bought and how they want it printed. The print shop would then ship the product to the customer with your brand sticker and return address on the envelope. 2. Your own platform that helps people sell AI art need not be confusing. Just imagine Wikipedia. Always start with a wiki. Note how those links connect countless articles everywhere. And understand that one of those articles is the website menu on top of the web page. You don't look at a website menu by going to that article. You only go there to edit the website menu. The website menu is automatically injected into the top of every web page by your user interface template. Very uniform, very cool. If you think of your platform as everything is an article, then you can map out all the flows by creating and nesting articles. Your biggest problem here will be security, so you prioritize it. Give all your users roles: buyer, seller, administrator, etc. And put admin articles under example.com admin and seller articles under example.com seller. And by article, I mean all the little bits that combine to create the stores, the menus, the sidebars, the footers, all that stuff. That path, admin or seller, will check if the role of the user matches before outputting any data that's been put under it. It's simple security, and simple security is probably the best. Now, here is the coolest part of this whole poem. To get started, ask the AI the following. Write a minimalist wiki in Node.js JavaScript. It works. I tested it. You still have to learn Svelte to create the user interface, but this really gets you going. It will take a long while to learn programming and code your own custom platform, but how could you possibly say no to that? Oh my gosh. Given your experience with all the stores and selling all your products, you will create a platform that you know will work and thrive and beat everyone else. In the platform you program, You set the rules. Oh, yes.